Milwaukee County is facing a deficit of more than $23 million in the 2019 budget. County officials say after years of cuts, if any more are made, residents will really begin to notice. So leaders are holding public hearings to ask for input from county residents on how to balance the budget. WUWM's Latoya Dennis attended a session last night at the Washington Park Urban Ecology Center. Residents not only voiced their concerns, but also gave ideas about closing the budget gap.
There are a few ways for municipalities to balance a budget. Leaders can create new revenue sources, raise taxes, or cut spending. But at this point, Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele says any cuts are going to hurt. Abele says he started the last seven budgets $20 million plus in the hole, and he's tried to impact residents as little as possible.
We've spent 7 years being as creative as and working as hard as we can to avoid service cuts. I mean, we've moved out of over 1 million square feet of office space. We've reduced our energy bill by over $4 million every year. We've probably got about 600 less staff.
Abele says that, in other words, the county already is lean. He says residents will likely feel the impact of future cuts.
I mean, there'll be cuts probably, they have to be in transit, which is the last thing I want to do. There'll be cuts, well, little cuts in almost every department.
Abele says that while the county is producing more revenue than ever before, more and more of it is going to the state and remaining there. Right now, the biggest portion of the county budget, $242 million, is devoted to transportation. $214 million goes to the Behavioral Health Division, $119 million to the Health and Human Services Department, and $111 million to Public Safety, and the list goes on and on. Eileen Lauer lives in Shorewood. Her biggest concern has to do with the sheriff's department's budget.
The fact that it's rising, also there's been projected turnover or evidence of actual turnover happening. And so my concern as a citizen of Milwaukee County is how are those two reconciled?
Lauer says she's not advocating to cut the sheriff's budget, but she doesn't want to see more money given to the department either. As a way of generating more revenue, Ama Umrani suggests charging people who live outside the county for parking while here. She says there's a way to do it where Milwaukee County residents wouldn't have to be charged.
In the areas that the parking, where there was a man lot, the persons would just be able to show their identification with a county address on it, and then they would be allowed to park there for free as long as they wanted to, but other people would be charged for parking.
If there is not an attendant, Umrani says passes could be given to people to place on their vehicles. Around 15 people attended the meeting, and many of them said it's time for the county to control its fate, not the state. The county will hold a total of 5 listening sessions before the county board votes on the budget on November 5th. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.